Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Oh my God!
Oh, my. Oh
dear, what is going? Where have you been?
Where have I been? Where have you? Where have all of you been? I've been screaming my face off for one of you to come get me out of the damn storage closet.
We have been doing a show because you took off and disappeared. Dear.
Yes, boy.
I've been in the storage closet with a damn box fell on me. It pinned my arm down. I feel like I was there for 127 hours.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, you know, whether or not the listeners are here, we're ready to start the show regardless.
Whether, you know, sometimes people, there are just times, because the people are coming in after you. It's like when you're wedding, it's like you, nobody shows up to your wedding. Guess what? There's still a wedding after your wedding. So you have to go on with it. You just start it.
Start.
And then maybe they come in halfway through. It, you know, maybe not, but you have to start. Not that anybody's coming in to the studio after us, except for possibly Charles' contractor to patch up one of these holes that sombrero you wore on Cinco de Mayo and knocked into the plaster.
And Cliff, that's why we're so cool, because we just start on our own whenever we need to. Sombreros and all.
Sombreros and all. We're always ready. We're always here. For the listener, thinking of them, ready to go.
Well, and Cliff, this week we're going to tell our listeners how to be cool, how to be too cool for school.
How do you do it? What makes you cool, Kendall?
What makes me cool?
Yeah, what makes you cool?
Oh, Cliff, there's a long list of things that makes me cool. I'm just going to talk more on a general basis of being cool.
Fans, air conditioners, Freon in the car. All of those work together to cool us off. Every day, Kendall. No, I'm kidding. The listeners are thinking to themselves, who better to talk about what makes people cool than Cliff and Kendall?
Well, I know they are. I know they're thinking that. And Cliff, let me tell you my little secret about being cool, all right? Because I learned this a long time ago. If you want to be cool, you just got to find the right group of friends to hang out with.
People that are stupid enough and deluded
no.
enough to think that you are cool. Yes, it is something we ourselves tried our whole lives
now,
to find.
You can think of it in a negative way, that, or you can think of people that share my common interest with me.
Oh, sure.
And then they'll think you are cool. But no, I think being cool is being, you know, you're being yourself and being your own individual. Because a lot of people, when you go to school, Cliff, you know, back when you're in high school and you had this idea of what cool was, and everybody's like, if you don't fit into this category, you're not cool. But then you grow up and realize that, you know, the more unique you are, the more cool you really are.
Exactly, Kendall. And to just add on to what you said, there was some PhD research conducted in Bushelltown, and they found out 5 traits that affect how cool a person is. And these factors.
That's trait number one.
That number one. and let's see. Think about us. Do we have these traits? I don't know.
Let's see.
The factors he identified in Bushelltown, Dr. I don't remember his name, he had understated achievement. Like, you just play it cool. You do great, but you just
our achievements are understated.
They are understated. Because we're an underground show. Not underground like the subway. Underground like magma. Deep in the Earth's core.
Huge, enormous pockets of magma.
Yeah, that's how understated we are. Confidence. Belief in yourself. I'm confident in how fat I am. And I believe in my obesity. Connectivity. Do you connect with others?
Yes. We connect every week. We have one of the five traits already.
Now, number two of our traits that we do, caring for others. We do. We care for others.
Oh, we help people all the time.
Our favorite part of the job. Helping people. Yeah, all the time. And we definitely, this other one too, every time, Kendall, you belch in a listener's you belch in their faith and their face. It's two different things. But usually do it at the same time. You defy convention. Unlike the others.
If there is any category, we defy convention. Hey, Cliff, I think our belches are our listener's faith. So we do belch out the fact. Do you have a Thor cup?
I have an event. It's an Avengers cup. I got it several weeks before I saw the movie.
Oh, but it has Thor on it.
But I just like cups with people's faces on them. Kendall, I'm a weird person. I don't claim to know why I like the things that I do. Is it nature? Is it nurture? I'll never know.
Cliff, that does not fall into one of the cool categories.
You know, but I want to let our listeners know, being self-aware about your level of coolness won't make you any cooler. And the other myth is that if you know you're not cool, somehow that makes you cool. It doesn't. If you know you're not cool, you're simply aware, I'm not cool. You are a loser nerd. You might just know it. It doesn't make you cool because you know it.
Me being aware that I'm fat doesn't make me skinnier.
Exactly. Exactly. It works in that same little area there. Kendall, do you have any tips other than what we've already shared for coolness
to
the listeners?
Well, my tips that I was going to say was be yourself and be an individual. And don't try to fit into a category, because I really think the harder you try to be somebody you're not, I think the less cool you are. And you may not fit into that category when you're in, like I said, in high school, where you're this really cool jock or whatever. You might not fit in the category then. But in overall in your life, you're going to be a cooler, more interesting person.
Sure. I'm sure that's right.
When I grew up, I thought, I'm going to be a magician, this big fat magician podcaster. That does not fall into a cool category at all, but I am cool, Cliff. I am cool.
And yet you are somehow.
Be cool to yourself. Be cool to yourself. That's a tip right there.
Scientists are still trying to find out how exactly it is you are cool. We don't know. You defy all logic. And I want everybody here to remember, this is a tip in coolness. Remember that people are your equals. When you are out, you might think, those people are cooler than me. They have on old vintage leather jackets and their hair is spiked up. They have hair. And you're like, those people are cool. No, those people are your equals. Those people are just reflections of the Tao, just like you are. And they're getting everything they need. And so are you.
Cliff, do you know where I find my equals?
Where you find your equal
at Weight Watchers meetings.
Zoo, and you go to the elephant sanctuary.
Yeah, they're my equals. Equally cool.
It is cool. It's cool to be an elephant, Kendall, to present yourself in a positive way. You know, if you slump and you stare down at your feet, people don't even respect you. They don't think what a cool person looking at their feet. They think, what a weirdo. What is on the ground? But if you look up and you look at people in the eye, Kendall, they just love it and they bask in your coolness.
Yes, when I look people in the eye, they're like, I am basking in your coolness.
Like, what a cool person.
Well, it certainly shows confidence.
Can also be an individual. Understand. We do all of these things every day. Mm-hmm. Understand that some people won't get it. When we start our show every week, we're like, look, most people that download the show and turn it off will not get it.
We'll turn
most
it right back off.
They'll turn it off within a minute. They will say, I'm listening to Car Talk. I'm not trying anything new. They just won't get it, Kendall, but others will. Don't think about it. Just do it. That's what we do every
just
week.
Do it.
We do no preparation for the show. We're handed a bundle of notes right before we come in the studio, and we don't think about it. We just do it.
If you want to be cool, just do it. Do what Nike says. Yeah. Just do it.
Oh, just do it, Kendall, and that.
It's no joke.
No joke.
Oh, Cliff, I got some jokes to make you cooler. If you want to tell these jokes to your friends, your cool factor level is going to go through the roof.
Oh, through the roof.
So, Cliff.
Some people aren't going to get it. They're not going to. They're going to say, "I'm not listening to the show full of that. I'm turning it up." But the listeners who do.
But the cool shows have the belches in the middle. Ooh. Cliff, this old woman, 35.
The cool shows, the hosts are just like, "Look, I'm hosting the show."
And belch when I feel like it. We're being an individual. We have self-awareness. Cliff, this old woman, 75 years old, she goes up to the judge, says, "Your Honor, I'm 75 years old. So here I am sitting there. There I was sitting on my porch on a warm spring evening when a young man comes creeping up on the porch and sits beside me. He starts to rub my thigh and, it feels good, Your Honor. It feels good. Feels good, Your Honor.
Whoa.
Then he begins to rub my old breast, Your Honor.
Whoa.
Your Honor, I haven't felt that good in years. So I spread my old legs and I said, take me, young man, take me. And that's when he yelled, April Fools. And that's when I shot the son of a bitch in the face.
Oh, my God. Can't blame her. Get in a field nearby. There was a little rabbit happily running through the forest. He stumbled upon a giraffe rolling a doob.
Uh-oh.
And the rabbit looks at the giraffe and says, "Giraffe, my friend, why do you do this? Why do you roll doobies and smoke them? Come with me, running through the forest, you'll see, you'll feel so much better." And so the giraffe looks at him, looks at the joint, tosses it, and goes off running with the rabbit. Great day for everybody concerned. Then they come across an elephant doing cocaine. Mm-hmm. Kendall, why were you doing cocaine? No, it's a different elephant.
No, I was hanging out with him trying to be one with the elephant.
He was trying to be cool. This is not the way to do it, kids. And so the rabbit again says, "Elephant, my friend, why are you doing coke? Think about your health. Come running with us through the forest. You'll see, you'll feel so good." Elephant looks at them, looks at his razor, his mirror, and all that, the rolled up dollar bill, and tosses them in the stream. Starts running with the giraffe and the rabbit through the forest. And the three animals, then they come across a lion, and he's tying up his little paw, about to shoot up heroin. And they say, "Lion, my friend, why do you do this? Think about your health. Heroin is for nobody. Come running with us through the sunny forest, and you'll feel even better than doing that heroin." And so the lion looks at it and puts it down the needle, and thank God, and starts to beat the shit out of the little rabbit. Just beats the shit out of the rabbit. Heroin, they'll do that to you, everybody. And as the giraffe and elephant watch in horror, they look at it and they say, "Lion, why do you do this? He was merely trying to help us all. He's trying to get us all off drugs, these horrible habits." And the lion says, "Now this little fucker makes me run around the forest like an idiot for hours every time he's on ecstasy." Oh, no. There's a war on drugs in the animal kingdom, too.
I was about to say, the drug habit is that. Can you imagine how much money it cost for coke for an elephant? That big snout, the big size.
Imagine. It's got to be near the amount that we spend
on food.
Daily.
Oh,
yeah.
Cliff, an elderly couple came back from a wedding one afternoon.
A welding. A lot of elderly folks go do that, yeah.
And they were in a pretty romantic mood. And while sitting on their love seat, the elderly woman looked at her companion and said, "I remember when you used to kiss me every chance you had." And the old man, he felt a little obliged now, and so he leaned over and gave her a little peck on the cheek. And then she said, "I also remember when you used to hold my hand at every opportunity." And again, Cliff, this old man, he felt obliged. He reached over and gently placed his hand on hers. And the elder woman said, "I also remember when you used to nibble on my neck and send chills down my spine." And this time the old man had a blank stare on his face. And he started to get up off the couch. And as he began to walk out of the living room, the wife said, "Was it something I said? Where are you going?" And the old man looked and said, "I'm going to the other room to get my teeth."
Oh, no.
So he can nibble on her neck, Cliff. Aren't old people so cute?
Old people adorable. One morning, Kendall, a woman and her baby were talking. They weren't talking. They were taking public transportation. Possibly they were talking it too while they were on there. They were on the bus.
They're welding, talking.
They were on their way to a welding.
Yeah.
And as she entered the bus, the driver said, "Now, wow, that's one ugly baby." And the woman, deeply hurt, as anybody would be, just continued onto the bus and found a seat next to an elderly man. Oh, bless him.
Elderly.
And the man said, "Now, what's wrong? You look mad." And she replied, "I am mad. That bus driver just insulted me and my baby. You shouldn't take that from him, the man replied. He's a public worker and he should give you respect. And if I were you, I would take down his badge number and I'd report him. You're right, sir. I think I will report him, she said.
You're sir, right.
And the elderly man, yeah, the elderly man, he said, well, now you go on up there and get his badge number and I'll hold your monkey for you.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Ugliest child ever.
Ugly.
That child's going to have trouble being cool, Cliff. A mother walks into her daughter's room, Cliff, and she's holding a condom in her hand. She said, I found this while I was cleaning your room today. And then the daughter said that. And then the mother said that. And then the mother said, are you sexually active? And the daughter said, no, I just lay there.
Kendall, the waitress, was walking to a table at a restaurant, and she sees four foreign businessmen furiously jerking off. And she takes their orders. Oh, my, I'm sorry, everybody. That's why I said hello. She takes their orders, and before walking back, she asks the businessman, gentlemen, may I ask you, why are you so frantically pleasuring yourselves? And the businessman replies, well, the menu says the first come is the first served. Kendall, in book news, Paula Deen has a health food cookbook coming out.
Oh, no.
It's coming soon. You know, her type 2 diabetes. You know, we wish her well. But I want to give you a preview. She's got a recipe for fruit salad in there. You just mix 1 pound bag of Skittles with 3 cups ranch dressing and mix them well, serve it room temperature. And I want to let everybody know we love Paula Deen. Get well, Paula.
Get well, Paula. That we're going to have to salute Paula on an episode, coming up episode.
Sure. Of course. Why not?
Cliff, I got to take a break.
I have to take a break.
We'll be right back after this. Got to go refill your face mug.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Yeah. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
When you're looking for the best darn stapler you can get.
When you're looking for the best darn stapler you can get.
I said, when you're looking for the best darn stapler you can get.
When you're looking for the best darn stapler you can get.
Try StaplerSource.net.
StaplerSource.net, when you just have to staple some shit right away.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Oh my God!
Who better? Who better?
You know, the more unique you are, the more cool you really are.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah!
Enough said.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
We are back. Kendall, welcome back to the show.
I just had to go walk down the hall and show all of our writers how cool
I
was.
You just did a little cool strut down the hall.
I did a little cool walk.
Yeah, you just did the cool walk.
Strutted down the hall. Sounds like this. It's my strut down the hall.
Oh, Kendall, let's rip it off like a Band-Aid. Let's just do it. Let's get it over with.
All right.
It's time to find out who's lost the most weight or who's gained the least. It's the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Chubby Challenge.
Oh, worst idea ever. We did not share results last week. I was too traumatized. I've been stuck in the storage closet with pinned under a box for hours and hours.
Well, it's good that we did it.
Seemingly. It's good that we did it. But so this has been a couple weeks. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Let's just get it over with.
Let's do it.
No flipping a coin. I'll just say it. I have good news and I have bad news, Cliff.
I'll just say it. I have good news and bad news.
Okay.
Here are the reasons.
The good news, I lost 3 pounds since last week.
No.
That's the good news. I did over the last week.
Yeah.
The bad news is I gained...
Clarify.
I gained 6 first. Actually, I gained 7 since the last time we gave the weights on the air. Because I went out of town, I ate a lot in Nashville, and then I lost 3 this week. So I'm on the road to recovery.
Clarify for the listeners and all of us at home, from the last time we said weights, where is your weight now?
Okay, well, Cliff, so from the last time we weighed, I'm up 4. Last time we sat on there, I'm up 4.
Okay, thanks. I know you're trying to give a long explanation to confuse people, to muddy their
It's what I do with magic, Cliff. It's misdirection. If I confuse you enough, you think I've selected your card.
Well, Kendall, let me tell you what's happened to me. At first day, I gained 4 pounds, then I was down 1.
Was up.
Mm-hmm. You know, 4. I gained 2 pounds,
more,
and I lost 7.
3 more,
and then, I was down. And then I again, no.
See, it works, Cliff. I'm so confused now. I think you're so skinny.
Let me clarify. From where we were last time we checked in, I gained 2, we'll say. I gained 2.
Okay.
So we are both enormous in short, and...
And we're getting closer and closer to a George W. Bush salute.
Yeah, we are. That's our punishment if we don't lose, what is it, 15 pounds? 15 pounds. We have 10 more
between
weeks.
The two of us, right?
Yeah. Well, each. Each.
What? We have to each what, lose 15 pounds?
Each. Don't you think you can? You don't believe in yourself?
I don't believe I've ever lost 15 pounds in my life.
Oh, that's a pound, and a half a week.
I have faith in myself, but I don't know about 15 pounds.
I don't know. It's 10 weeks from now. We started like 8 weeks ago.
Hope you like George W. Bush, listeners.
If we don't both lose 15 pounds, we have to do a salute to George W. Bush.
We have to get off the air right now. I've got to go run.
You can do it, Kendall. We have 10 weeks left. That's a pound and a half a week.
I'm gonna go kill somebody so the cops will come right now and lock me up into prison, then I'll lose some weight.
If you get lucky, maybe you'll get stuck in the storage closet and you can actually spork your own arm off,
whereas
I was not able to do it.
If you hear me hollering, don't come. All right.
That's it. That was supposed to be a Band-Aid. That was the longest, most drawn-out Band-Aid pulling off ceremony I've ever been to. I've got to, just to come down from that, I've got to have something, a snack.
To recover from how fat I am, I need to have a snack. Ooh, that looks good.
See, I'm feeling better already.
See, that's how you be cool. Eat a cool snack.
Eat an ice cream sandwich.
And then you'll be cool. Cliff, you know, one group of people that are cool or that think they're cool are the kids. And
they are
texting me with things you can say to be cool. So let's find out what the kids are saying.
What are the kids saying?
Oh, they're saying all kind of shit, Cliff. They're talking about E-clap. Do you know what E-clap is?
No.
Cliff, it is when a computer virus is contracted due to unprotected intimacy with websites of ill repute.
Oh, no.
Mac users are largely immune to this E-clap, Cliff, because viruses aren't easy to write for a Mac.
Thank goodness.
So if you go to boobs.org, you might get the E-clap, Cliff.
I hope. Luckily, I'm immune to that. Kendall, fart apnea. This is similar to sleep apnea. This is when a person continually wakes themselves up in the night due to the severity of their farts.
Are you talking about the smell or the volume?
Just however. Maybe it's a terrible aroma. Maybe it's just a sheer like... Whoa, how did that gas come out of me?
Maybe there's different realms of sleep, of fart apnea.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure it's, yeah.
Cliff, do you know what moobs are?
Moobs.
Yes.
Yeah, we got them.
Oh, we got plenty of them, Cliff. Male breast. Yeah. Large in the chest area, not in the musculatory sense.
With that 4 sacks of flab in here.
Uh-huh.
Kendall, the first nap of the day. That's a euphemism for sleeping late. Isn't that nice? I'm just taking the first nap of the day.
But you have to wake up before you can take a nap, don't you?
No.
Cliff, do you know what a toilet mummy is?
Toilet mummy. No.
Cliff, it's when someone is so concerned about toilet seat germs, they cover the seat with a half a roll of toilet paper, leaving it to appear like it has been mummified.
Wasteful.
It is wasteful.
Kendall, speaking of me almost taking my own arm off last week with a spork.
Yeah.
Sporking. This is the act of spooning with the addition of an erection.
Ooh.
This is like we fell asleep and then I woke up in the morning and he was totally sporking me.
Whoa. Cliff, do you know what a toilet ninja is?
No.
Because that's a person who is unbelievably quiet when using the restroom. Hey man, you ever notice how Zach is a total toilet ninja?
He's so quiet in the restroom.
He is quiet. You never hear him. You don't know he's there.
You don't know he's there. But he suffers from fart apnea at night. Kendall.
Yes.
rehab sunglasses. That's just when you wear your sunglasses inside. It's those rehab sunglasses.
Oh, like Jack Nicholson.
I do. Do you ever do that when you go like to the store? It's like, I'm not taking my sunglasses off.
Do you know I want to? I want to be so cool that I wear my sunglasses inside. And sometimes I'll wear them in and then I just get really annoyed and can't deal with it.
Oh, see, I love it because I'm thinking I'm so cool. I'm like,
see, we're trying to be cool
over here. But I do. I like it. I leave them on. You know, here's one way that I'm like a celebrity. Because, you know, sometimes you see these celebrities in their pictures in the Us magazine. They just look terrible.
Yeah.
They're belching. They're out on the street. And they're like eating dinner out, you know, at a table for two out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And they look awful. And I think if Brad Pitt can wear horrible looking clothes and go out looking awful, so can I. And so I do
as we've proven.
The only thing is, celebrities, no matter how bad they look, they don't really look bad. They look pretty great.
Yeah. And that's where we shut off.
We look like sugared over shit.
If we were in People magazine, they're like podcasters just like us, they are enormous.
Podcasters are not like us. They are so much fatter. They're so much more disgusting. They're so much more massive.
Disgusting. Well, Cliff.
Ouch.
That's all the kids texted to me this week. That's all they wanted to know.
Oh, thank goodness. I was worried about your phone plan, if you could support it.
Nothing around me can support anything. Not the chair, not the floor.
Uh-uh. It's all been double reinforced. Steel double boats from Charles the Contractor.
Well, by Charles, so we'll see.
He's exploded more than his fair share of things around here. That's all I'm saying. Kendall, are you? What are you saying? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Cliff. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Talking to me.
Hey, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Let me tell you.
Are you talking? Yeah, tell me.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Oh, that is Bela Lugosi from Dracula.
That is, Cliff.
Ladies, you have to be strong and independent, and remember, don't get mad. Get everything.
Oh, was that First Wives Club?
Of course it was.
I'm actually getting one. Maybe
although, my dreams of a Bette Midler salute are fading further and further away.
I know. My abracadabra 13-minute song is going out the door. Cliff?
Yeah.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
The need for speed. Kendall, that's in the great movie Speed.
No, Top Gun, Cliff. That's in the danger zone. That's 10 feet around us. It's the danger zone.
Oh, I can't stop messing with the danger zone. did you ever get busted for bopping?
No.
That's a line from Footloose.
Oh, Footloose.
We need a movie. We'd be called Gutloose because our pants just couldn't hold
just
the
guts.
Can't
hold it in anymore. When your pants can't hold it, you gut loose. Cliff, how about this one? Do you have a vacancy? Oh, we have 12 vacancies. 12 cabins, 12 vacancies.
Oh, that's a crazy little Norman Bates and Psycho.
Psycho.
Like in real, really, 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 really real prison? The Hoos Gal, the Slammer, the Joint, Alcatraz, San Quentin, Sing Sing. Oh, no. I'm in.
Jail!
Ernest goes to jail.
He went there and he got out.
He did get out.
Yeah.
Because he's that good. You know what I mean, Vern?
Yeah.
I mean, any gentleman with the slightest chick will give a girl a $50 bill for the powder room.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? You tell me the quotes and I'm talking to you.
So,
I don't want to hear any more about anyone blowing anything out of their ass.
Ooh, I know that. I know that. Why do I know that?
Let me tell you the censored version that I used to see on TV. I don't want to hear any more about anyone blowing anything out of their kazoo. That's how they used to censor it on TV.
I don't know what it is. I know it, but I can't remember it.
Oh, Kendall, they're so great. The Great Outdoors.
Oh, The Great Outdoors. I do remember that.
Yeah,
I'd like to watch that
Living
again.
Kendall of his time, John Candy.
I'd like to watch that again.
I know. You can blow it out your ass, then you can watch it again, Kendall. Blowing out your kazoo. I always thought that was so funny because they say it over and over and over in that scene. You blow out your kazoo. No, you blew it out your kazoo. Nobody blow anything out your kazoos. It's the best.
I used to always wonder why they did that when I was a kid. Why that didn't match their mouth all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And Cliff, I'm done talking to you.
I'm done talking. That we'll never be done talking to each other, really. Not really. And or the listeners, we'll never be done.
And that's sad.
It's so sad. The listeners are like, you gotta stop sometime. It's really gotta end.
It's getting bad.
It's gotta end.
You're getting fatter and less cool.
It's just depressing for the listeners at this point, kind of when they tune in to hear the Chubby Challenge results.
And they hear that.
Hear people doing that, discussing.
Cliff, if our listeners really want to be cool,
terrible thing.
They can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, sure. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line, 818-308-4FAT.
Oh, yes. Kissel is a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus, or just a really cool opotamus. And that was said by Mitch Hedberg.
See, you saw hippopotamus and you tried to say Kendall. That's why it's like an association.
Yeah.
Cliff, what fun is it being cool if you can't wear a sombrero? What Calvin and Hobbes.
Cinco de Mayo, there's still huge holes in our plaster in here from your sombrero. Cinco de Mayo, you saying that about whatever my quote was before made me think of the ink blot test.
Oh, and yeah.
I think that our ink blot is just when the ink, like, you spill it all over the floor and it just runs this huge puddle. Oh, Cliff and Kendall. I see Cliff and Kendall in that huge 4-foot-wide puddle of ink.
The Rorschach for us is just a black piece of paper.
It's a black piece of paper. And then it's like, but they have to unfold it.
Yeah.
Hold it like way out. Kendall, I've never been cool, and I don't care. And that was Celine Dion. She's dorking it all the way to the Canadian bank.
Oh, but she's too cool already, Cliff.
She's too cool for school.
Cliff, being cool is not trying to be cool. And that's an unknown Arthur, and I think that is very true.
I bet he was cool.
He was the coolest unknown Arthur of his day.
Those who knew him spoke of his coolness until the end of his days.
And then they forgot his name.
And I'm Cliff. That's my name.
Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week with more coolness.
Of course we will.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Cool. Being cool.
He's too cool for school.
I'm being cool.